KFIAM 640 more stimulating talk. It is the Fork Report. We talk about food and restaurants and cooking at home and everything in between from 2 to 4 right here on KFI. I'm your host, Neil Saavedra. At 4 o'clock, we'll hand it over to the fabulous Lisa Ann Walter. So there's no reason for you to go anywhere. Just relax, okay? Stay where you are. It's my calm voice, Oscar. Can you stay where you are and relax? Right now, we're introducing you and chatting with Executive Chef Michael Rossi from the Ranch Restaurant and Saloon in Anaheim. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk about the monster meal, these extreme meals that are at some of these chain restaurants. And I have nothing against chain restaurants. I love them, and I love a lot of the food that comes out of there. But man, oh man, some of the calorie counts or some of the sodium counts are so high. I'll give you a couple of tips and tricks on how to cut back on those, some things that you can do, cut back on those calories when you go in there. And then we'll have some nom-nom news coming up in just a little bit. So Executive Chef Michael Rossi from the Ranch Restaurant and Saloon in Anaheim. Oh, my goodness. Okay, tell me what this just beautiful and delicious delight in front of me is, and what you prepared it with.
Well, this is actually something that we have a lot of pride at the restaurant. We have a two-acre farm that is on our owner, Andrew Edwards, property. Can't say enough about the best boss in the world.
He's an interesting guy. It was in electronics or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Just has this massive place and is doing it right, and obviously finding the right people like yourself and your brother, and motivating you to put forth really great dishes. So
well,
you've got
this
farm.
You nailed it on the head. He's a perfectionist, and it's great to work for somebody that really strives to be the best. So we started growing a 2-acre farm on his property in the Santa Ana Mountains, and what you're eating here is a taste of it. We grow, along with a ton of other vegetables, 600 heirloom tomato plants.
Wow. This is absolutely fabulous.
Awesome. We grow 90 different varieties. What you have here is a taste of them, and they got great names like Mr. Stripey and Red Lightning and Big Red. Taxi.
Those were all nicknames that Oscar had in prison.
Yeah, right.
It's really odd.
So it's taking these beautiful flavors and beautiful colors and everything and just putting them with delicious, simple flavors like blue cheese, a homemade barbecue bacon.
But so light, so fresh.
Fresh basil from the farm and a little bit of sea salt. And it just pops. It's like it not only looks beautiful because it's so vibrant and colorful, but when you put it in your mouth, you do want to say, man, that's as good as it looks.
I'm always curious as to what a chef's going to bring. Sometimes we ask for a particular thing because maybe it's a signature dish that we want to try. And then oftentimes we just let you folks decide what you're going to bring. And when people bring, when chefs like yourself bring salad or something like that,
right?
I'm always thinking, that's got to be a kick-ass salad. Like that's you looked at this and said, I'm going to bring this because it – all those fresh notes in there, you're very proud of. But this, really, you can tell.
You know, the cool part about
this.
You can
smell the ingredients.
Those tomatoes right there were picked yesterday morning, and you're eating them today.
Wow.
We're picking stuff in the morning, and they're on the menu that night. It's fabulous.
That is really, really terrific. Now, when it comes to, I wanted to squeeze you for some information, because we're having the opportunity to chat about food, and I like to cook. Listeners like to cook at home. When it comes to tomatoes, do you have any hard, fast rules for picking tomatoes, for seasoning them? Because this just seems perfectly balanced.
Well, obviously a tomato is a vehicle to do anything. I mean, you can make sauces, make fresh salsas. You can just slice them like we did and sprinkle a little sea salt on them. It's picking them at the perfect ripeness. I mean, that's in everything that we do, and it's kind of cliche. And you say, oh, I'm going to pick something, and it's going to be the very best. But it's that perfect temperature of the tomato. It's the perfect feel of it when you're holding it in your hand.
So you want the skin to be taut. You don't want it to be loose.
Yeah, no, you don't want it to be loose because then it feels like a flabby tomato.
Yeah.
But you want it to be firm, but it's almost like when you cut it, you go, I just don't know if it's ripe. Hmm. And then you cut it and you eat it and you go, see, that's perfect. Hmm. But it's that, just like in cooking with everything, it's like I'm going to just trust that it's perfect because I've kind of gotten it to this point. And then I'm just going to let it be itself, if that makes any sense.
Sure. Getting inside that, eating fruit or vegetable, but getting inside them without cutting them open
right.
First and knowing which one's best. Color important?
It adds a ton, obviously. I mean, the beautiful thing about heirloom tomatoes is like you had mentioned before, it's the ugly duckling.
Oh yeah, some of them are some of the most beautiful things you've seen, and some of them are some of the nastiest, ugliest things.
But they
one you brought is a little of both, I think.
Well, you know what the thing is you like to call it character.
Yes, it has a lot of character. That's what I say. That's what I tell my wife. Yeah, this is my face has character, honey. But the one that you brought, the whole tomato that you brought, this heirloom, what kind of?
That's a golden pineapple tomato. So that's a little larger. They have characteristic names that have history.
And they have to have history, right?
Right.
There's certain 25 years, 50 years, depending on where they come
from.
Yeah,
and it could be somebody a doctor that said, I'm going to start harvesting this tomato, and they name it after him. It could be something so creative like a tie-dye or a taxi. Sun gold cherry tomatoes, what you have there, the little gold ones, amazing. Bursts of flavor and sugar and just everything a tomato should be. I think sometimes we get caught in that's a tomato that we store-bought. People don't want to eat anything that's not farmed to table or farmer's market. But when you grow your own stuff, it's pretty cool.
I want to phrase this right. It's obvious to me, tasting your dish, and there's chef's dishes I taste, and it's obvious which ingredient that chef is going, that's the star of this plate. And it's not always, this is a steak, or this is your protein, or this is right. But, and obviously it's the tomatoes here, but how do you know to hit that balance, to go, this is, how do you make something a star, one particular ingredient, just stand out like this? It's not always quantity, is what I'm saying.
No,
it's like the most on the plate or something.
And you got to be geeked out. I mean, chefs are geeks, man.
Hey, Oscar, write that down. Another term we've learned on the show, you got to be geeked out.
You know, the thing is it's about balance of flavors. You know, I mean, obviously you have to have a something that's the star. But you have to have the complementary cast that goes along with it. And it's those flavors that create the saltiness, the sweetness, the other side of it that's not just that actually enhances the flavor of the star.
And what's this dressing on here?
That's an apple cider vinaigrette.
Wow. Just lovely. It really is. I mean, to bring a big guy like me a salad, you've got to be pretty damn confident in that salad. That is just really great. Okay, what about on traditional style potatoes, or tomatoes rather, you don't want a lot of scarring on them, knocks and dings. But
right.
on heirloom, that's the
piece that makes it unique.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's no this one's got some battle scars on it.
Yeah, that one's got some life to it, And when you look at it, you go, that thing has. Keep talking about it. That's the character of that tomato, and that's what gives it its uniqueness.
Yeah, I love it. And I've been told different things about types of scars that show up on tomatoes that oftentimes, especially in a drought season where you maybe are watering less frequently, it kind of changes things in what you're producing. When it comes to either heirloom or otherwise, when it comes to tomatoes, should they be, should they feel heavy for their size?
Yeah. You want them to have the right consistency inside. Like you said, you can't see inside of it, but you're hoping that everything that tomato is when you cut it, you don't want it to gush out, but you want it to be full of flavor. And I think that sometimes that you want to call it heavy or dense or whatever it is, that's what's giving all those flavors and keeping them all inside that skin.
What's your go-to when you have to season a tomato?
Sea salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just malt and sea salt or any kind of traditional sea salt that has a bigger flake to it that actually is going to enhance. I'm a big component of salt.
Yeah.
I think it really enhances flavor rather than just only seasons it.
Yeah. And it shouldn't taste salty.
Right.
Right? It should bring out the natural flavors of the tomato or the cheese or anything else that you've got on here.
Absolutely.
Very, very cool. Wow. I know it goes by quick. I told you it's going to go by quick.
Right.
But I wanted to make sure that we have all the information. You can go to theranch.com. It's on Ball Road in Anaheim. It's called the Ranch Restaurant and Saloon. We've been hearing a lot of things about it. Do you have any personal Twitter accounts or anything that you want to give out?
No, you can follow us on the Ranch Restaurant on Instagram. You can obviously follow us on our web, on our website at theranch.com and on Facebook. Love to have you in.
Oh, I'm down. I'm coming in, and I'm going to recommend the same. All jokes aside, the salad really speaks to what I can expect in there. The rest of the things on the menu. So it excited me because it just is just so wonderful and bright and fresh. And I love that. So the Ranch Restaurant and Saloon in Anaheim. You'll find out more and say hello to Executive Chef Michael Rossi when you're there too. Because I know you love all the chefs love to be taken away from the line to say hello when they're in the weeds. That's always
fun. But life in the weeds is good.
Yes, life in the weeds is good, sir. Thanks for coming out. I really appreciate it. I know if you've been out to the ranch and you like what they do there, you can go and vote for them for the Orange County Foodie Awards that are coming up, so the Golden Foodie Awards. So don't go anywhere. We come back, we'll talk about these massive, extreme meals. Now you can cut back on some of their massiveness and extremeness. It is the Fork Report. I'm Neil Svedra, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk.